Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hello again, and welcome back to the Hustle and Heart podcast. In today's episode, we are going to explore how creating and maintaining a sustainable and ethical business model is a must. So we're going to talk about strategies for integrating sustainability into business operations and how to uncover the transformative power of ethical decision making. So whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur seeking guidance or an established business owner eager to enhance the sustainability and ethics of your organization, this episode provides both inspiration and actionable steps to help you create just that. So let's start by defining sustainability and ethical. To me, sustainability is the ability to maintain at a certain rate or level. It's the avoidance of the depletion of resources to maintain balance between the environment, equity, and the economy. It's practices that support ecological, human, and economic health and vitality. And in the simplest terms, sustainability is about the impact we make in this world and the legacy we leave behind. Because if you're building a sustainable organization, you are building an empire that is going to leave a legacy. Ethical is more related to moral principles. It refers to well-rounded standards of rights and wrongs that we prescribe to humans. So it is usually in terms of rights, obligations, benefits to the society, fairness, and specific virtues. So now that we have the sustainability and ethical defined, let's talk about why it's important to build a sustainable and ethical business in today's landscape. And I think it's just real simple. Sustainability is really being able to build an organization or anything that you're creating that is going to stand the test of times, because you will go through unforeseen circumstances, things that you can blame on the economy or people or circumstances. And ultimately, it's about the sustainability of your organization. So one thing I like to point out about where my expertise lies, which is in the aesthetic world, is a lot of people assume that the aesthetic world is a luxury for our clients. It's a luxury business, and therefore, that would not, in my eyes, be considered sustainable. But I'm here to tell you, the aesthetic world that I've been a part of for nearly 20 years is no longer a luxury. It is a necessity. And the reason for that is because people care now more than ever how they look, how they feel, how they perform, and their wellness, and just becoming a better version of themselves every day and living the longest, healthiest life possible. So with the majority of people putting that in top priority status, we are building a sustainable business that is going places. And I also like to share just a little bit to put this into even more clarity for people that think the med spa and aesthetic world and self-love or self-care or really any kind of experience and service such as the ones that we offer at Skin Bee Med Spa. Just to put it into perspective, when we're talking about sustainability, it's really building something that can stand the test of times, like we kind of mentioned earlier, but also in any economic situation. And I just want to point out that when I was with the largest med spa in the country, which at the time was not the largest, and they were small when I started with them and grew tremendously But in 2008, we had a record-breaking year. And most people would consider 2008 a economic crisis. And we were completely thriving during that time. And my personal belief about it is that people, that's one thing that we can control. We can control ourselves, how we feel, how we act, how we show up in this world, how we look. We can control that. And so when everything else is out of control in your life, whether it's because of the economy or a personal situation you're going through or whatever it may be, the one thing you can control is you. And so I strongly believe that's why aesthetics has gone from way years and years ago to something that was considered more of a luxury to now something that is considered a necessity. Everyone is doing it, whether they're talking about it or not, and including the girl and guy next door. And it is something that we all need and deserve. So that's one example. Also, after I opened my own med spa years later, and we all went through COVID and America closed down, the world closed down for several months. My business closed down for 3 months in 2020. And that was a record-breaking year for us up until that point business. So just to give you an idea of what we're talking about here, sustainability again is building a business model. And that business model is made up of many different pillars. It's made up of your ethics. It's made up of your people. It's made up of your service and the solution that you're offering to the world. It's made up of your systems. So to create a sustainable business isn't necessarily just what industry you're in, but also how you operate. So there's a lot of different pillars to that. And then we step into why are ethics so important in today's business landscape? Well, in my opinion, quite frankly, I strongly believe in karma and just performing and doing things in life that are right. You know, it's kind of that thing like do the right thing, whether even if no one's watching. I strongly believe that when you are leading an organization that truly believes in being ethical, that you put, you know, when you're an organization that wants to do the right thing and be fair and just operate under integrity, that it is a no-brainer that you will be successful. So if you combine these two and they mesh and they're married, the sustainability and the ethical business, you are going to have a beautiful thing because it's going to stand the test of time and you're going to win because when you do the right thing, I truly believe in this life, when you do the right thing, regardless of what anyone else thinks, because by the way, when you have outsiders looking in and they don't know the story or they've heard something from someone else, they might not know truly what's going on. But if you're operating ethically, you and the bigger power that you believe in, you and God know that you're doing the right thing. So building a business with ethics is going to definitely work in your favor. So when we're talking specifically sustainability, I think a really important piece to that is promoting diversity, inclusivity, equality, and just fairness within your organization, whether it's with the employees or your clients. And I love this topic because I think diversity is so vital in any organization and in your life in general, to be honest with you. I think if you listen back to some of my podcasts or you've met me before, you know that I love diversity and equality and just fairness for all across the board and for everyone to have an opportunity. And then it's up to you if you grab that opportunity and if you run with it. And there's a lot of people that will, and then there's a lot of people that won't. But the main factor is, with sustainability, is really promoting that diversity and equality and inclusivity. simply because when we're talking about that too, I am talking about cultural diversity, of course, but there's more than just that. And what I mean is we're talking about a diverse team of unique individuals that are different in so many ways, but their uniqueness and their strengths balance the weaknesses of others. So for example, me as the CEO and founder of my organization, I'm great at the big vision, the innovation, planning years and years ahead, but I don't expect my employees to be planning years and years ahead specifically for what they're working on today, you know, like in the treatment room. Of course, hopefully they have goals for years ahead and goals to grow within their career, but being able to have a diverse team is powerful. And I didn't always think that way before I grew as a leader, and I continue to grow, but we definitely need strengths to balance others' weaknesses because we all have both. So to be able to really capitalize on that, it's all about leaning into diversity and equality and just embracing the uniqueness of each individual. And this is also true on the client side of things. I love having a diverse clientele. We have men, we have women, we have all different cultures. We have the girl next door. We have what a lot of people think of when they think of aesthetics. We have, you know, the housewives of Beverly Hills in St. Louis. We have everything. And I absolutely love that. We have elderly clients that come in from incontinence, and we're able to provide them with a solution that changes their lives. So to have a sustainable business, you really have to promote that diversity. You really have to promote that uniqueness and just the be you mentality, like be you. And then the right people will come and the differences will mesh. And, you know, like they say, opposites attract. I think there's a lot to that. I mean, of course, you have to have similar goals and all be rowing in the same direction. But when it comes to a team or a partnership, romantically, or even a business partnership, like opposites really do attract in a lot of ways. As long as you, of course, are all rowing in the same direction and you don't have anyone poking little holes in the boat so that you drown, you want to make sure you stay away from those people too, because there's a lot of those kind of people out there. And so it's really about making sure you're all looking at the same kind of overall goal and rowing in the same direction while using the power of each other's strengths. Now let's talk about the positive impact of integrating sustainability and ethics into your business practice. Well, quite frankly, like what isn't positive about it, right? So in my opinion, every single thing about building a business with sustainability and ethics at the forefront is positive and makes an impact on not just your business success, but also the employees and the clients' lives as well. I cannot say enough why running an ethical business is so important, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in or what kind of business you run, but from an employee standpoint to a client standpoint to a safety standpoint, and particularly in my business realm of medical aesthetics, unfortunately, it's an industry that is not regulated as heavily as I personally think it should be. And that is changing, thank goodness. But, you know, to be able to stand behind an organization and know that we're doing things the right way and putting safety and results and ethics first while having a sustainable business, which go hand in hand, feels so amazing. So I think the positive impact of integrating these two core values of sustainability and ethics into your business is absolutely critical and a non-negotiable in my eyes. And that brings us to the role of transparency in building trust with clients, employees, and all your business relationships. So I really pride myself on this because I think transparency is key, almost to the point of a fault. And what I mean by that is I am completely transparent about everything in relations to most relationships that I, all relationships that I have in my life. But particularly speaking with business, I think it's really important. So it could be something as simple as, you know, when one of our clients walks in and they are starting their new anti-aging journey and we talk about their skincare routine and letting them know that they are going to go through a purging phase, and that's normal and that's a good sign because it's bringing up that baby fresh skin. Or when they ask, does microneedling hurt? Is this treatment uncomfortable? Yes, it is uncomfortable, but we have this, this, and this to help you feel a little more comfortable during the treatment, and this is the result you're going to get. So being transparent for little simple things like that, which isn't simple for some people who are making the decisions, but the transparency is not only going to build that trust in that relationship, but it's also going to create clear expectations of what to expect during and through the process and then after. Because what we don't want is when we're not transparent for things to fall apart. So in a client example, if they didn't know about the purging with skincare, then they're going to stop using it. They're not going to come back because they're going to think that it was just them. So they're going to quit using it after they invested. And that doesn't build anything sustainable. In my opinion, it's not ethical because we weren't transparent. So making sure you're just clear to set the expectation with clients, and that's an example of clients. Same thing with employees. So when I'm going through the interview process with employees, particularly aspiring aesthetic injectors, they're coming from the clinical world normally, and a lot of times people think that a career in aesthetics is all butterflies and rainbows. And a lot of it is. It's amazing and it's great. But you have to bleed a passion for changing lives, for safety, for nonstop learning, for pushing your limits every day. And when you're coming from a clinical world, like a hospital setting, it's completely different. They don't teach this in school. They also don't teach a lot of the things you learn in a hospital, but it is a completely different setting. So I like to be transparent with my employees, even starting at the interview process and the expectations of how to grow and what it takes, and just being completely transparent because, again, that builds a healthy relationship. That builds trust. And ultimately, if everyone's on the same page and rowing in the same direction, trust each other, and knows the expectations, ultimately, we're going to all win. And of course, you know, transparency and trust in business relationships. So whether that's a big business decision or a small business decision, to have that transparency and trust is critical in your relationships with vendors, partners, business relationships, and really all in life. So having this transparency is directly connected to being ethical and building a sustainable organization. So let's talk about how we remain sustainable and ethical when overcoming obstacles to maintain profitability. Well, sometimes when you are operating under an ethical practice, you aren't always going to be profitable or have the same kind of profit margin. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. Ever since COVID, medical supplies have gone out of the roof. A lot of things have been discontinued, and it's still important to make sure that you're, you know, putting safety first and results as well. So that's kind of a good example of no matter what, you know, the profit margin hasn't been where it was pre-COVID, and that's okay. As long as you're able to sustain by your business model and remain ethical in your practices, it's going to still come back tenfold as you grow. And a lot of people don't realize that with an aesthetic practice, but, you know, or even in the hospital world, like just the shortages and items that have been discontinued. And I won't ever forget, like, even getting gloves. I mean, gloves, the prices of gloves during COVID went up like 100%, and IV bags and needles and syringes, and it was just insane. And you really just have to push through those challenges and do the best you can. Sometimes, you know, I remember during those times, like, having to literally make 25 phone calls to find what I needed and to make sure that I kept my clinic open. And you just have to push through those challenges and remain unstoppable while remaining ethical and doing the right thing. So sometimes that can get challenging, but I'm here to tell you again, it all comes back to, if you have a sustainable business model and you're ethical, it's going to come back tenfold at some point. And sometimes you may not think that and go through different obstacles, challenges, roadblocks, and what have you, but it will definitely come back tenfold. So just keep pushing through, doing what's right, finding a way, and making it happen. So lastly, let's talk about the future of businesses in regards to the potential for building more sustainable and ethical models. So I just want to really point out the power of successful transformation. And, you know, it's all about getting better every day, both from an ethical standpoint and sustainability standpoint, because the world is always changing. And hopefully our business, your future business, or your career and your life is always innovating and evolving and becoming better. So recently we did, with my organization, a bit of a realignment, which was absolutely necessary for sustainability and to be the best. And, you know, companies that outperform their competition, they recognize the need for ongoing change and innovation and end-to-end transformation of their business and the operations and the technology and the learning and the advancement. And we're relentless in this focus. So it's a game changer to really just put that at the forefront, to become more sustainable and to really put yourself at the top so that your company can thrive. It's through that transformation, because we all start somewhere and we have to evolve and we learn lessons and we grow and then we move forward. And so cheers to a sustainable business that is thriving with ethical practices, and cheers to becoming obsessed with your outcomes and being the best you can be. Until next time, thank you again so much for listening. I hope this brought a lot of value to you, and I look forward to chatting with you next month. There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app, and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.